Hi Vidi, so thank you for joining me today to talk about some of your personal experiences about your mental health journey. Are you happy to share with me what your experience has been like?
Yeah, definitely. So just to let you know, I'm 21 years old right now, and my problem started when I was 15, I think. I had symptoms of depression since I was 15, like I had low mood, I was very sensitive to negative comments, and I used to just take everything really personally. And also I had very, very low levels of self-care, which meant like I would not take a shower for a week, or I would not comb my hair for a month. And my parents did see that, but they would always just think that I'm lazy or unmotivated. So, but I knew that something somewhere was wrong, and I wouldn't be able to concentrate on my studies because I just thought that this isn't worth it, and basically I was just didn't feel like doing it. So that's when I knew that something was wrong, and I started Googling my symptoms and just finding out what it was, and I figured out that I might be depressed. And I knew I needed to ask someone or, you know, seek help or do something, but since as a 15-year-old, I really did not know what to do, because I didn't really trust my parents to tell them enough. Like, I didn't think they would understand. And there was no other adult that I actually thought I could seek, you know, tell. And, you know, I was just really not comfortable with it. And I just thought, you know, it was a very strange idea to me, and I didn't know who I should talk to.
Didn't feel able to talk to any of your friends?
No, not really, because I just thought, what are they going to think of me? They're going to think I'm weird, you know, just the pressures of being in high school, and you just think, you know, you don't want to come across as awkward or weird or just different from everybody else. You really want to fit in high school, so you always hide your whatever you're feeling and just, you know, pretend you're cool and everything is fine. So, but then I remembered about a psychologist that used to practice in my school, and he used to actually really appreciate my writings. So like, I write poetry, and he was the first teacher who actually paid interest in what I wrote, and he would actually like compliment me about it. So it was really nice. So he had actually left school after that. He wasn't working there anymore. But then I knew about his clinic, and I reached out to him, and I set up an appointment with him. I went to see him, and yes, then he did confirm that I had symptoms of depression, that I was really depressed. And
so how old were you then?
I was 15.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, but I didn't really continue therapy with him. I just went for two sessions, because as a 15-year-old, I didn't have enough money to pay for therapy myself, and I still wasn't comfortable telling it to my parents, and I just didn't think they would understand. Yeah. So after that, so the symptoms just continued, and I was just, you know, with the symptoms like that. And after I turned 18, I thought that it's finally time for me to seek help. And since I was 18, I didn't need parental consent to really seek help. And then I actually went to a psychologist to talk about it. And before going in, I was very apprehensive. I had thoughts like that, you know, my problem is not that big. I'm just making a big deal out of it. And, you know, I wouldn't even know what to say to her. What am I going to say? That, oh, I don't take a bath. She's just going to say, take a bath. Because since I never had a validation that my experience was real, and I didn't really think, you know, I actually had a problem, because my parents would just think I'm lazy or unmotivated. So that's kind of what I would always think as well, that, you know, I'm just a lazy person. Yeah, so when I went in, so I actually finally had decided, I told my friend that I want to go into a psychologist, and she was really supportive. And then I finally went to her, and it was the first time somebody actually acknowledged my experience and validated what was going on. And
How did that feel, to have your experience finally validated?
It was a relief, actually. It was really a relief, because I felt like finally somebody understands me, and I just didn't feel alone anymore. So, but, and also, so remember, before going in, I had thoughts like, oh, my problem is not that big. But actually, when I went in, since I went to a hospital, so my psychologist actually stopped the session in between and referred me to the psychiatrist first, because she realized how big my problem was, and she really wanted me to seek psychiatric help first. And then I was put on antidepressants, and really, like, after I tried therapy, but it didn't really work for the first 2 months, because I was that depressed that I needed antidepressants to control the acute symptoms of my depression. And yeah, so after that I started going into CBT. It was nice, and then I actually, after 16 months, six months, sorry, six months, I actually, you know, saw improvement in me, because till then I just, there was no improvement, and you know, I had thoughts like I should just quit therapy and I just not, you know, take my antidepressants because it's not really working.
So what kept you going through those 6 months when you felt nothing was helping?
Yeah, I really had no hope, and I thought, you know, it just, I was suicidal as well, and I used to think that, you know, just life isn't for everyone, and maybe I'm just one of those people who life isn't from, but from my experience, I can really say that life is actually for everyone, and I'm probably the last person who would believe that, you know, I would just think that, yeah, it might be for everyone, but not me. It didn't really, it can't work for me, and I can't recover, but just somehow I kept going because I believed, you know, there was something at the end. And I remember, like, before I was depressed, I was really, really ambitious, and I really wanted to achieve a lot of things and make a difference in the community and, you know, just change the world somehow. And just the thought of that kept me going. And actually, after 6 months, my symptoms started relieving, and I was just like, wow, this is magic, because I never thought that there was a feeling different than the feeling I felt, because I've been feeling it for so many years, and I just didn't think there was something else.
I mean, that's amazing. I mean, and so good to hear. What would you say to somebody else that is in a similar position that's saying, do you know what, this isn't working, I might as well stop?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to that person?
I think firstly, parent support is really, really important, and an adult really supporting a child is what's the first step, and acknowledging what they're going through and just not making them feel like they're alone. That's the first step. And just, you know, for adults to be really observant and see signs of self-harm, or basically, you know, just see if this child is disinterested and not engaging in things he or she was before, just noticing that. And for somebody who thinks that, you know, oh, maybe my problem isn't that big, or just thinks that the help is not gonna, you know, really help me, and I'm just different and this is not for me, and I'm just like just trying to feel like this, it's not like that, trust me. From somebody who has felt like that for years, and somebody who just was a rebel and just defied all rules and just thought that, you know, nothing is gonna ever work for me and I'm just gonna be like this forever, and they think they can fix me with their therapy or whatever, but this is just who I am, they can't change who I am. So, but yeah, no, you can really actually really, really get better, and life is for everyone, and by everyone I mean every single one.
That's fantastic to hear. When you look back, Vidi, and you think you waited 3 years pretty much to get some help, what would your advice to your younger self be?
I would actually really talk to somebody about that, and I would, you know, even if nobody believed me, I would be persistent about what I was feeling and actually seek help. I wish I didn't wait 3 years, because I felt like I didn't perform as good at my A-levels as I could, because I just couldn't concentrate, and I didn't really realize why it was. I wasn't psychologically that aware, and I just thought that, you know, oh, I just don't feel like it. I didn't really realize until I went to uni, and now actually I, you know, just wish that, like, it's like the only wish I have, if I could just go back and improve my A-levels, because I really feel bad and I actually really wanted to perform. So yeah, so just seek help sooner. Talk to someone, talk to an adult. If nobody believes you, be persistent about it. Tell them, shout it, tell them, make them believe you that something is actually going on, and seek help.
That's great. That's really, really positive and a really good tip. Interesting, when we were talking, you had said your parents were very supportive and very loving, but they didn't quite understand some of the difficulties that you were having. There's so much awareness raising. What do you think was the stumbling block for some people to connect with mental health?
I think for especially my dad, it was mostly like, who thinks, since just I have all the facilities and, you know, I'm from a well-off family and I go to a nice school, I have friends, everything is fine, that he didn't really think that, why could I be depressed? He didn't think, like, you know, you have everything the world has to offer. So that's where it started from. And I think for both of my parents, it wasn't the lack of support, but it was the lack of understanding around mental health. They just didn't know, you know, how mental health works. And if they didn't, like, my dad still doesn't think depression is a real thing. He's still like, there's so much stigma around it, and he just doesn't want to accept, you know. Maybe he just sees it as a flaw in her daughter or something, I don't know. But yeah, my mom is really supportive now. She actually tries to read up on depression. She watches videos and she asks me about my feelings and she actually validates me. So it really helped me when my mom started being supportive, and just her being there for me really, really made an impact. So that's why I'm really emphasizing on parents actually being there for the child, because otherwise the child just believes that they're just, you know, they just don't belong.
That's fantastic. That's a really, really positive message, Vidi. Thank you very much indeed.